Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
We're going to now learn the halachas of the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, often called the Chazaras Hashatz. Shatz is an abbreviation for Shliach Tzibur, the leader of the community. So the person leading the davening, this is the Chazara, the repetition of the Shatz, of the Shliach Tzibur, of the person leading the tefillah. This is Siman 20, Siman Chof, the 20th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at six main concepts. The first is the Baal Tefillah's responsibility. Number two is the community's responsibility. Number three is Kedusha. That's a special section said in the third bracha of the Shmona Esrei. Then the Berkas Kohanim. Then the Modim. And finally, mistakes which are made. A little bit of background first. And that is Chazaras Hashatz is a significant part of our davening. It adds on, this is when the Amida is being repeated by the Shliach Tzibur, allowed for everybody else to hear, and people respond during this period of time. Unfortunately, this is the most abused part of davening, because it is a part where the community on the whole is less engaged, because they're not speaking themselves, they're not actually submitting their own prayers, and this is why so much talking goes on, because people are not engaged. It's during this time and the Kriyas HaTorah when people are required to listening, which is a very difficult skill to be developed. And when one's not involved, this is when talking begins. But it is important to appreciate what it is for, so that when with more meaning, one understands and appreciates it. There are a number of reasons why we do the Chazaras Hashatz. The most basic meaning, which most people know, is because of those who cannot pray, the Am Shebesados. This is referring to, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this reason as well, based on the end of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. However, there are other reasons as well. So for instance, the Tur, Rabbeinu Yaakov points out, that it also creates the context for saying Kedusha as well. There's an additional reasoning, is that the Prima Godin points out, is that it helps be mashlim, it helps make up for the lack of kavana, of intent, had in the private Amida. So a person who perhaps has not had full intent all the way through, by focusing during the Chazaras Hashatz, is able to now take advantage of this as well. But I think the most important and essential idea is that, as expressed by Rav Soloveitchik, in understanding the Rambam. The Rambam describes the Chazaras Hashatz, the repetition of the Amida aloud, as Tfilas HaTzibur, not Tfila Betzibur. When I daven my Amida in a minyan, that's called Tfila Betzibur. My personal Amida is with other people, and therefore it has further reach. But the Chazaras Hashatz is Tfilas HaTzibur, which means it's the communal prayer. Meaning, when I'm praying my private prayer, it is focused on the expressions and the needs that I am having, although my language is plural, but it starts with me. When it comes to the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, that's what the community needs. And therefore, I always find it an incredible dramatic irony when people talk all the way through the Chazaras Hashatz, because essentially what they're saying is my needs are important, but the community needs are irrelevant. And that's a very sad state of affairs. So it's important to realize, as Rav Soloveitchik explains this Rambam, this is the communal needs. And therefore, we really ought to pay attention, because those needs often affect us as individuals and are bigger than us. Let's start with a few questions. Number one is, how long must the Shliach Tzibur wait before starting the Chazaras Hashatz? So if he finishes his personal Amida, then he would wait the amount of time it would take to walk 4 Amos, which is 2-3 seconds before starting the Chazaras Hashatz. Oftentimes the convention is to wait for the Rav or an Av Beis Din or somebody of stature in the community before starting as well. And this has become the convention, which usually gives a general medium or general framework, as opposed to one person feeling that they should start now, another person feeling they should start earlier or later. How many people must be there? They be there to be present to start the Chazaras Hashatz. So we need 9 men who are answering. This is not like Kaddish, where I need to have 6 men who are answering, so at Ma'ariv, but at Shacharis or Mincha, there needs to be 9 answering, which means if you have a minyan Metzumtzam, which means there's only 10 men, then you need to wait for all of them to finish the Amida. This is a very unknown halacha. People do not know this. You will see a person who perhaps is not learned in this halacha say, oh, we have 6, it's fine. It's not fine for the Chazaras Hashatz. That's only for Ma'ariv to say Kaddish. When can the Shliach Tzibur start each bracha? So he has to wait until the community has finished saying the word Amen. Obviously, if somebody is being extensively long for no reason, he can continue, but he needs to wait till the Amen is finished, not move straight into the next bracha. How many men must be present to do the chazaras hashatz? So we know that it needs to be 9 men answering, but if, let's say, a few people come in to help make a minyan, even though they've already had the minyan, so they've already davened ma'ariv, and they're sitting in the room just to make the minyan on behalf of the other people, a very kind act. You need to have 6 people who have not yet davened to do chazaras hashatz. So this would not be a ma'ariv situation, it would be a shachris or mincha situation. You can only repeat the Shmona Esrei if 6 of the people present did not yet daven, they're davening now, and this is their tefillah. Question number 5, what does the Shliach Tzibur do when he finishes the Chazaras HaShatz? How does it end? So what he does is he says the little pasuk of Yir L'Ratzon Imrei Fi, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be in front of you, Hashem. And then he moves straight into Tachanun, Vidui, or Kaddish, or the next prayer that comes afterwards as well. Why does he not take 3 steps back? So this is understood because when he will say the Kaddish Tiskabel, which is the Kaddish, which is the capstone of the Shemona Esrei, that our prayers should be answered, he will take 3 steps back at the end of that Kaddish in Oseh Shalom Bimromav. And that is considered the end of the Amidah for him, for his Chazaras HaShatz, even though he has already perhaps moved to sit down for Tachanun, or he moved for the Kriyas HaTorah. That is the end of the Shmona Esrei, which is why there's no 3 steps taken at the end of the personal communal Chazaras HaShatz at this point in time. We move into our second concept, communal responsibility. What should the participants be doing during Chazaras HaShatz? Their responsibility is to listen, answer, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Amen, while listening to what is being said. What posture should people be in? It is best to stand. What should I be doing? Can I learn Torah while Chazaras HaShatz? The answer is, it is best to listen. Obviously, talking should be avoided. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, is very, very harsh on this, and he quotes the idea that a person who speaks mundane matters during the Chazaras HaShatz, during the repetition of the Shmona Esrei, is a sinner whose sin is unbearable. Most people are not aware of this. The Chafetz Chaim spends an extensive amount of time trying to reiterate the importance of this. The question number 4, what should I be doing with my eyes? They should be closed or in the siddur, like when I'm doing a personal Shmona Esrei. Number 5, if I have the practice of putting on the Tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, the second set of Tefillin, may I switch them during the Shmona Esrei? The answer is, says the Kitzur, no. It's best not to do it during the Chazaras HaShatz. That itself is a distraction, meaning taking off Tefillin is a distraction. That should be a good lesson for people already taking off Tefillin before the end of davening. The 6th question, what if I run into a shul late and they are davening the Silent Amidah? Should I jump in right there and do my Silent Amidah with them? So it would depend. There are 3 points in the Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition Shmona Esrei, which are really critical that I need to be answering with the community. One is Amen after Akel HaKadosh, after the 3rd bracha. One is Amen after Shema Kolenu, and one is Moedim being said to the community. If I were out into a shul, and they're in the Amidah, and if I join them now, my Shmona Esrei will extend that I will not hear those moments, those 3 moments, then I should not start my Shmona Esrei. I need to wait for the chazan to start, then say it along with him as well. And if I need to be waiting, I need to wait before I get to Gaal Yisrael at Shachris so that I'm not making a break. But I cannot start the Shmona Esrei if I know I'm not going to reach the Amen of Akel HaKadosh, the 3rd bracha, the Chazaras HaShatz, if I am late. Concept number 3 is Kedusha. Kedusha is the special addition to the Shmona Esrei in the middle of the 3rd bracha of the Chazaras HaShatz, where it takes psukim, which are said, we say, Nekadesh Shishimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemaktishim Osa Bishmeh Maram, in the Ashkenazic tradition, or Naktishach, Naritzach, or Keser. There are different forms of Kedusha, where we want to be like the angels. We want to be like those who, in heaven who sanctify Hashem's name. Let us on earth do that as well. And we say this by quoting 2 or 3 psukim from Nevi'im. It's worthwhile that Kadosh, 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 where we say the 3 times blessing or expression of Hashem being holy, which is then repeated by the angels, is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Baruch Hashem, Kvod Hashem, Mimkomai, blessed is the honor of Hashem from its place, is a pasuk in Yechezkel. It's interesting that Yeshayahu is talking about Hashem being everywhere, Maloi Kol Aretz Kvodai, everywhere is God. And when Yechezkel is talking, it's Mimkomai, from his specific place, that's when the Shekhinah receded, because Yechezkel lives through the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So we search Hashem in every place in the world, like Yeshayahu, and we also see a notice sometimes in the Shekhinah has retreated trying to find the place of Hashem. A few questions about the Kedusha. Number 1 is, well, how should I stand for Kedusha? Like feet, like angels' feet together, like when doing the Silent Shmona Esrei. Number 2, what posture should I be in? One should be standing, except for Kadosh, 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 Baruch, and Yim Loich, where one lifts one's feet to oneself onto the balls of one's feet as one raises oneself up. What should I be doing with my eyes? They should be either be looking up in the Siddur or closed for the Kedusha. Number four, if I'm in the middle of my silent Amida and I get to the end of the second bracha and I hear that the community is already at the end of Shachris and they're doing Uval Etzion, where there's the third Kedusha in Davening, may I answer Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh then? Because that would be the time I would say the Kedusha when I would be doing the Chazaras Hashatz. The answer is no, it's a different Kedusha. But what happens if I'm in my silent Amida and I get to the end of the second bracha and the community is already starting the Kedusha of Musaf, so I'm a little bit behind today, can I answer their Kedusha at that moment in the second bracha? The answer is yes, they are the same type of Kedusha, one can do that. Fourth concept is Moedim. So this is the only bracha in the Shemona Esrei is a repetition, in which the repetition is different by the people saying it and the Baal Tefillah, and the person leading the Tefillah. In the 18th bracha, the community say what's called Moedim Derabbanan. They say a shorter cycle of this prayer of thanksgiving. Why is this the one bracha that everyone says by themselves? So the general answer which is given is thanksgiving is very much personal and intimate, and therefore every person needs to express it in their own way based on their own experience. Do I bow down for the Moedim Derabbanan? The answer is yes. Till when do I bow down? The Kitzur says you say bowing the entire time. However, the Mishnah Berurah, which seems to be the more common practice, says that's till the name of Hashem. Moedim Elach Losh Ato Hashem Elokeinu. So as you mention Hashem's name, that's when you raise your head up. What if I hear the Moedim of the Chazaras Hashatz when I'm in my silent Shmon Esrei? In that case, one would, if one's in the middle of a bracha, one would bow down slightly. But if there's one's at the end of a bracha, one would not, because one does not want to look like the one's adding extra bowings. We're going to look at our fifth concept, which is Birkas Kohanim. In the Sephardic tradition and in Israel, the Kohanim at Shachris will do a Birkas Kohanim every single day of the week and Shabbos. However, in Ashkenazic diaspora tradition, then one does not do that. So one says a paragraph, Hashem, please bless us with the blessing that's in the Torah, and it quotes the Birkas Kohanim. And as the Shnei Tzibur says, he bows and he turns to the one side, he turns to the other side, and then going forward for Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecho. So quoting the Birkas Kohanim, even though it's not being done as a blessing. A few basic questions. How does the community respond to the inserted prayer? So after each of the three lines of the Birkas Kohanim quoted, they say, Kain Yehi Ratzon, may it be your will. We do not say Amen after that. Which prayer is this said at? Only at Shachris and at Musaf, not at Mincha, because at Mincha there is no Birkas Kohanim. Except on a fast day, when one says Sim Shalom at a fast day, then one would also say Birkas Kohanim. When is it left out? It's left out at a Beis Avel, in a Shiva home, and at the Shachris on Tisha B'Av, which is like a Beis Avel. Finally, last concept, our sixth concept today is mistakes to made. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur forgot Aneinu on a fast day? So if he remembers before he reaches the end of the next bracha, which is Refa'enu, he would then say the bracha of Aneinu and Refa'enu. However, if he remembers it after he finishes Aneinu, Refa'enu, then he would wait like the individuals do it and say it in Shema Koleinu. What if the Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake in his Chazaras Hashatz and he leaves out a consequential part of the Amidah? So he leaves out Mashiva Ruach, the Saint Alamatar. Then what happens if he leaves out in the actual out loud repetition of the Shmona Esrei? So he would go back for a mistake that's made. So let's say he finishes the second bracha of Shmona Esrei without saying Mashiva Ruach, then he'd have to start the Shmona Esrei again like an individual would, with the exception of Ya'aleh V'Yavoy. In the case of Ya'aleh V'Yavoy on a Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, when the Shliach Tzibur gets there and let's say he leaves it out, if it's still in Ritzai, he should say it, and he should go back. But if he is finished that bracha, he does not need to go back because of Tircha Tzibura, because there's going to be a Musaf, which is going to be Shliach Tzibur, is going to mention, and there's going to be a Chazaras Hashatz with the communal leader, and therefore it is one would be Yotze, the community would be Yotze, would be fulfilled the obligation with that Musaf Chazaras Hashatz, and there's no need to go back on this one. With this, we conclude the laws of Chazaras Hashatz. Have a wonderful and meaningful